Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Hi, Albert. So what's going on with my ice skate? She took off the schedule. Did you come to the hospital?
I'm sorry, Mr. Lino, I'm not able to hear you well. Could you please repeat?
Hold on. I said my eye. She's taking off this ACK thing because she come home from work. I mean, because she come home.
Correct, yes.
Okay. No, I didn't know, and I didn't know that I could work for anybody else because of my background. Nobody told me that.
I was not aware about that either, Mr. Lena.
So I can't do any of the cases unless they refer me. I mean, this is crazy. I didn't know that's what it was, and so I called the lady. So you were supposed to call me and let me know.
Yeah, she is the one in charge of that process of finding members for caregivers. Caregivers for the members. Unfortunately, I don't have access to any of that information.
No, I talked to the lady. She said that she couldn't do it because of my background and because I'm taking care of a family member, they did it. But when I got hired, I didn't know that. You understand what I'm saying? So I was trying to get work while my aunt is in the hospital. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I understand.
So when she comes back, what do I do? Call you and tell you she's home so you can
Yes.
put me back?
Yes, please. She needs, or you need to call me if you are with her, just to let me know so we can set up everything in the system. I need to speak with the member just so she can
Okay.
confirm that she's back home, and that's it. Everything is going to be set up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Miss Shalina, I was also going to call you just a minute ago because upper management, we have to send a report once the member is admitted to a hospital, and they just wanted to know what happened that the member needed to go to the behavior center. I don't know if you have that information.
You know what? I called today and they were so rude on the phone. She's saying depression, but I don't know what else. Depressed because, she just lost her son over a year ago and she still thinks about that. She already has mental issues already. But actually, I called her twice today just to check on her and her worker just hung the phone up on me. This is why I was telling you I had so much trouble trying to see what was going on. The worker, her nurse hung the phone up on me twice. Saying I'm not on this, I'm not. I said, I can't read or write. Can you just wake her up? She's asleep. She's asleep. Click. Two different times today. And I just called again and got on the phone, and I wanted to complain about the work because she was very rude to me. I didn't say anything. I said, what's going on with my, this is why I was telling you what took me so long to find out what, and I still don't know everything. I still haven't talked to the social worker. This is why I was trying to tell you why I was still clocking out because I was trying to see what's going on. Was she coming home? Was she saying? Was she, I mean, they never told me nothing. And I was up there. Now, the social work, I haven't talked to her yet. That place is so, oh my God. I don't mean to say rude, but they don't have their stuff together at all. I called there twice. The girl hung up on me. I just talked to my aunt. I said, can I speak to her supervisor? They put me on hold and gave me some answering machine. But all I know, she told me she was depressed. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, Miss Selena, if you receive more information, please let me know so I can put it
I
here in
don't
the
know if she
system,
was
but
thinking. Yeah, but that's all I can tell you now. She said she was depressed. I don't know if she's saying it was suicidal. I don't know. That's what I'm upset. I'm trying to. They're so rude up there. They don't have no. I don't know. I don't know, Alberto. I don't know. All right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.